Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Olivia's in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Olivia, how are you?
I'm doing good.
We are glad you're doing well. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, go ahead and start the game when you're ready and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Olivia.
All right. Olivia's going to play. Producer Stevie always stays in studio with me. She's going to keep track of the score. Jen is currently leaving the studio. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you five questions. There is a timer involved, so you just remember to answer within the time limit before that buzzer goes off. When you're done with the five questions, we will play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the room, and let her know it's time for her to answer the same five questions. Then we'll reveal how you did. We'll ask Jen those five questions, and if you win, you get the mug. That's the game. That's Trump Tweet. All right.
Okay.
Question number one, and good luck to you. So today is Red Cup Day at Starbucks, from what I hear. So you buy any holiday drink and get a free reusable red cup while supplies last, of course, unless your name is Tim Richards and you go to the location on Reynolds Road, didn't get one. Anyway, name any Starbucks holiday or seasonal drink.
Peppermint hot chocolate.
There we go. Ooh, I could have gone with that. Good call. All right. Question number two. Do you like peppermint, Stevie? Are you out?
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but okay. I would drink it.
Oh, something about the peppermint. Question number two. The brand Skims raised $225 million in new funding. I mentioned this because it boosts its valuation to $5 billion. The company is nearing $1 billion in annual net sales and plans major international and retail expansion. Which Kardashian is the co-owner of Skims?
I'm going to say Kim.
All right. Let's go with Kim. Why not? Answer just before the buzzer. Question number three. Bernie Kosar is asking for prayers. He's back in the hospital recovering from complications related to his liver condition. He's staying strong. He's all over social media. So certainly a shout out to Bernie. Bernie Kosar of the Cleveland Browns, when he played, did he play offense or defense?
I'm going to say offense.
All right. Question number four. The first teaser for The Devil Wears Prada 2 is officially out. In it, we see Meryl Streep, of course, and Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt and Stanley Tucci. They're going to all return for the film. That's going to be released May 1st of next year. That is going to be a big movie. The Devil Wears Prada, was that released over or under, obviously talking about the movie, The Devil Wears Prada, was that released over or under 20 years ago?
Under.
All right. Question number five. Meghan Trainor announced her Get In Girl tour with Icona Pop, and she's making a stop here at Rocket Arena. The show is July 22nd of next year. Those tickets go on sale November 21st. Meghan Trainor is married to Daryl Sobrera, an actor known for his role in which franchise of films?
Was it Spy Kids?
Spy Kids is in the timer, and I even butchered his last name. Very well done. We're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions. We'll see how she does. Can you Trump Tui? We'll find out together. Olivia in Cleveland is playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So Jen Tui is now back into the room, so we'll answer or we'll ask her the five questions in just a minute, but we need to let Olivia know how she did.
Olivia got five.
Oh, what? Five? Oh, my goodness. All five.
Congratulations.
Very well done.
Impressive.
We would give you a red cup if you win, but we don't have one.
Well, you don't.
Oh!
You don't.
He's got a picture from my cousin Angela with her red cup.
I sent you a picture of mine. You get it?
Yeah, I got it. I hearted it. Question number one. Speaking of, today is Red Cup Day at Starbucks. Buy any holiday drink and get a free reusable red cup while supplies last, unless your name is Tim Richards and you go to the location on Reynolds Road. Name any Starbucks holiday drink.
Oh, my God. Peppermint mocha?
I'll go with it. I don't know for sure.
Definitely not a chestnut praline oat milk latte.
I don't know. There's a list online that's holiday drinks. Question number two. So the brand Skims raised $225 million in new funding, boosting its valuation to $5 billion. The company is nearing $1 billion in annual net sales. Which Kardashian is the co-owner of Skims?
Kim.
Question number three, Bernie Kosar asking for prayers. He's back in the hospital recovering from complications related to his liver condition. He's staying strong and certainly thankful for all of our support. Bernie Kosar, when he played for the Cleveland Browns, did he play offense or defense?
Offense.
It's the quarterback.
That one, I knew that one.
All right. Figured you did.
Did know that one.
Question number four. The first teaser for The Devil Wears Prada 2 is out. In it, we see Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Best Emily Blunt, Stanley Tucci, all returning for the film. By the way, it's going to be released May 1st of next year. Have a feeling that might be a big film. The Devil Wears Prada, was that released over or under 20 years ago?
Under.
It was under 19 years ago, though.
Oh.
That was released, so that is close. Question number five.
Comes down to this one, Jen. You have to get it or you don't win.
Thank you, Stevie.
I was going to say we have a tiebreaker, but you don't. Yeah. You got to tie it.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
Question number five.
I hate the tiebreaker.
I do.
Thank you, Jen.
I really do.
Question number five. Meghan Trainor
announced. I didn't say that loud.
You what?
I didn't say that out loud. That was you playing a clip.
That what?
Okay.
Question number five. Meghan Trainor.
Stop. Tiebreaker.
I get it, Jen.
Stop.
Announced her Get In Girl tour with Iconopop. She's making a stop in Cleveland. We're excited about that. Rocket Arena. The show is July 22nd. Tickets do go on sale November 21st.
Oh, when we flip to Christmas music.
Yay.
Meghan Trainor is married to Daryl Sabara, an actor known for his role in which franchise of films?
Oh, that was like, it was like the, oh, I don't remember. It's like Blue's Clues or something like that, but it's not.
It's not Blue's Clues.
I know, but it's like,
Spy Kids.
Kids.
Yeah, you were there. Like you're.
I don't think Blue's Clues was.
I'm trying
there.
To be nice, but
that
you're right.
Nice,
you're right. She got a red cup, and I didn't. I guess I take that back. Final totals there, Stevie.
Olivia 5, Jen 4.
Oh! Yeah, Olivia, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations!
Yay! I'm so excited.
Great job. That means that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug that is yours. We hope you enjoy it. Very sturdy. Cold beverages, hot beverages.
All right.
Okay, so we get a
any beverage that
any
a cup
beverage
would hold, absolutely. It holds.
There you go. Right. So tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Olivia from Cleveland, and I just trumped Huey.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Dave is in Cleveland, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave, how are you?
Doing well, Tim. How about you?
I am doing very well. We are glad you're listening to the show. We are excited for you to play this round of Trump Tui. So go ahead and start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Dave.
All right. She's leaving the room. Dave, you know how this game works. Producer Stevie's staying with me. Jen leaves the room. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the show. So we'll ask you five questions. And as you know, there's a timer involved. So just make sure that you answer in the time limit before the buzzer goes off. When you're done, we'll grab Jen and bring her back into the room, answer the same five questions, and see if you can make it back-to-back losses. Here we go. Question number one. We're going to start with Adele. So Adele's making her acting debut in Tom Ford's upcoming film Cry to Heaven, which is adapted from Anne Rice's 1982 novel. How old was Adele when she released her debut album, 19?
I don't think it was 19, but I'll go with 19.
All right, question number two. The first teaser for The Devil Wears Prada 2 is out. The film hits theaters, by the way, on May 1st. What real-life fashion magazine inspired Runway? Speaking of that film, of course.
That would be Vogue.
Question number three. Disney just dropped a brand new music video for Zoo, the original song from Zootopia 2. The track is performed by Shakira, who's back as the Zootopia pop star Gazelle. Now, Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 with which other superstar?
J-Lo.
Question number four. The limited series Little Disasters has a premiere date. So this film is about a stay-at-home mom who takes her baby to the hospital with a head injury that she can't explain. The six-episode series premieres, by the way, next month, December 11th on Paramount+. What popular children's channels shows can be streamed on Paramount+? It's either Nickelodeon or Disney.
Nickelodeon.
Question number five, Meghan Trainor announced her Get In Girl tour with Icona Pop, and she's making a stop here in Cleveland, specifically Rocket Arena, on July 22nd of next year. By the way, those tickets go on sale November 21st. Now, Fifth Harmony collaborated with Meghan Trainor on which song? There's the timer on that one. So we're going to see how you did with the five questions. Then we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room to answer those same five questions next. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave and Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Now Jen Tui back into the studio. How did Dave do?
Dave got four.
Oh, four.
Wow.
Go, Dave, go. Nice job trying to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show mug. We'll see what happens. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions because that makes sense. We're going to begin with question number one. We're going to begin with Adele making her acting debut in Tom Ford's upcoming film Cry to Heaven, adapted from Anne Rice's 1982 novel. How old was Adele when she released her debut album, 19?
19.
Question number two. The first teaser trailer for The Devil Wears Prada 2 is out. The film hits theaters on May 1st. What real-life fashion magazine inspired Runway?
Vogue.
It was Vogue. As we move to question number three, Disney just dropped the brand new music video for Zoo, which is the original song for Zootopia 2. The track is performed by Shakira, who's back as the Zootopia pop star Gazelle. Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 with which other superstar?
Jennifer Lopez.
It was Jennifer Lopez. As we move to question number four, the limited series Little Disasters has a premiere date. So this is a film about a stay-at-home mom who takes her baby to the hospital with a head injury that she can't explain.
I don't like how you say that. Or are creepily looking at Stevie.
Six-episode series premieres December 11th on Paramount+. This reminds me that I really need a show right now, by the way.
This one, I saw the trailer, looks good.
Does it look good? The premise is kind of, you know, scary. All right. Which popular children's channel shows can be streamed on Paramount Plus? It's either Nickelodeon or Disney.
It's Nickelodeon.
It is Nickelodeon. As we move to question number five.
Comes down to this one, Jay.
Thank you, Stevie.
Question number five. Meghan Trainor announced her Get In Girl tour with Icona Pop, and she's making a stop at Rocket Arena. We're excited about that. The show's next year, July 22nd, but those tickets go on sale when we flip to Christmas music, November 21st. Fifth Harmony collaborated with Meghan Trainor on which song?
I don't know.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I feel like Stevie's the only person that knows this answer, so she should actually reveal the answer.
Rayvon is beautiful.
Rayvon is beautiful.
Yeah, Rayvon is beautiful.
Who is it? Oh, brave,
honest, beautiful.
Brave, honest, beautiful. I thought you said Rayvon is beautiful. I didn't know if that was like a prequel to Gabriella.
What if Jen would have got that? Would you have fallen over?
You would have thought I was cheating or something.
I would also been shocked.
Yes, I would never get that.
So we were tied at four. We're going to go to tiebreaker question. This is how this is going to work. So the timer is still involved. Dave in Cleveland is going to give us his answer within the time limit. Once again, before the buzzer goes off, Jen writes down her answer at the same time to keep everything fair. I'm going to go back to question number three. I'm going to go back to that Shakira and also J-Lo Super Bowl halftime show. How many million people watched that Super Bowl halftime show back in 2020? Now, this is closest to the actual number without going over is the winner. And here is your timer.
I'm going to say 18 million.
18 million? All right, Jen Tui.
I said 87 million. I wrote it down.
Thank you for writing it down. There were 103 million people that watched that Super Bowl halftime show that year.
Oh, it's a good watch. That was a great Super Bowl halftime show.
Absolutely. So once again, this round goes to Jen.
Sorry, Dave.
You did a great job, and you went to tiebreaker. Went to a tiebreaker question. All right, so you know what you need to say.
Well, that was a bold answer on that tiebreaker, but once again, it did not come to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.